Good morning. It's a beautiful day. I guess it's a little windy for some things, but still a beautiful day to be out here and be outside and are there any prayer requests? Anything we should pray for? Well, why don't we stand for prayer? Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us and for allowing us to gather together and we're able to and have the freedom to gather together and just ask that this day can be for your glory and that we can encourage one another and encourage one another to continue the fight to the end of our lives and just help us to serve you this day and to the end of the age. So thank you for new life that entered the world last night and just thank you for that and be with those that are other places of this world. Just ask that you would strengthen them and help them to remain focused on you. Ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a song that's been going through my mind, but I don't know if I'll sing it. It's a short song from Doug Tanner. I guess the things that have been reminded me sometimes is when people would ask, like, do you have a song you'd like to sing? And that's kind of how it starts out. I don't have the melody quite right, but let's see. Well, maybe I'll just say the words, but something I'd like to share with you. It goes like this. Let's see. I love you. I love you. Let's see. I love you, O Yeshua. And then let's see. Then the next part is it go. And I have something else I would like to share. And it goes like this. I love you. I love you. I love you. My brothers and my sisters too. And it's kind of got a nice just I don't know, a melody I kind of like, but I'm not sure I can sing it right now. So this morning, I didn't really have any topic or anything, so I decided I'd just read a couple chapters out of Proverbs. Should I speak a little louder, Robert? Or can you hear?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So, Proverbs 1:1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To learn wisdom and moral instruction, to discern wise counsel, to receive moral instruction in skillful living, with righteousness, justice, and equity, to impart shrewdness to the morally naive, to a discerning path to the young person. Let the wise also hear and gain instruction, and let the discerning acquire guidance. To discern the meaning of a proverb and a parable, the sayings of the wise and their riddles. Fearing the Lord is the beginning of discernment, but fools have despised wisdom and moral instruction. Listen, my child, to the instruction from your father, and do not forsake the teaching from your mother, for they will be like an elegant garland on your head, and like pendants around your neck. My child, if sinners try to entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, we will lie in wait to shed blood. We will ambush an innocent person capriciously. We will swallow them alive like Sheol, those full of vigor like those going down to the pit. We will seize all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with plunder. Join with us. We will all share equally in what we steal. My child, do not go down their way. Withhold yourself from their path. For they are eager to inflict harm, and they hasten to shed blood. Surely it is futile to spread a net in plain sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives. Such are the ways of all who gain profit unjustly. It takes away the life of those who obtain it. Wisdom calls out in the street. She shouts loudly in the plaza. At the head of the noisy street she calls. In the entrances of the gates of the city she utters her words. How long will you simpletons love naivety? How long have mockers delighted in mockery? And how long will fools hate knowledge? You should respond to my rebuke. Then I would pour out my thoughts to you. I would make my words known to you. However, because I called, but you refused to listen. Because I stretched out my hand, but no one was paying attention. And you neglected all my advice and did not comply with my rebuke. So I myself will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when what you dread comes like a whirlwind, and disaster strikes you like a devastating storm, when distressing trouble comes on you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will diligently seek me, but they will not find me. Because they hated moral knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. They did not comply with my advice. They spurned all my rebuke. Therefore, they will eat from the fruit of their way, and they will be stuffed full of their own counsel. For the waywardness of the simpletons will kill them, and the careless ease of fools will destroy them. But the one who listens to me will live in security and will be at ease from the dread of harm. My child, if you receive my words and store up my commands inside yourself, by making your ear attentive to wisdom, and by turning your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for discernment, shout loudly for understanding. If you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand how to fear the Lord, and you will discover knowledge about God. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up effective counsel for the upright, and is like a shield for those who live with integrity, to guard the paths of the righteous and to protect the way of his pious ones. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good way. For wisdom will enter your heart, and moral knowledge will be attractive to you. Discretion will protect you. Understanding will guard you, to deliver you from the way of the wicked, from those speaking perversity, who leave the upright path to walk on the dark ways, who delight in doing evil, they rejoice in perverse evil, whose paths are morally crooked, and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the adulterous woman, from the loose woman, who has flattered you with her words, who leaves the husband from her younger days, and has ignored her marriage covenant made from God. For she has set her house by death, and her paths by the place of the departed spirits. None who go into her will return, nor will they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good people, and will keep on the paths of the righteous. For the upright will reside in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be torn away from it. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will provide a long and full life and well-being for you. Do not let mercy and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will bring healing to your body and refreshment to your inner self. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled completely and your vats will overflow with new wine. My child, do not despise discipline from the Lord, and do not loathe His rebuke. For the Lord disciplines those He loves, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who has found wisdom, and the one who obtains understanding. For her benefit is more profitable than silver, and her gain is better than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and none of the things you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are very pleasant, and all her paths are peaceful. She is like a tree of life to those who grasp onto her, and everyone who takes hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom the Lord laid the foundation of the earth. He established the heavens by understanding. By His knowledge, the primordial sea was broken open, so that the clouds dripped down dew. My child, do not let them escape from your sight. Safeguard sound wisdom and discretion, so they will become life for your soul and grace around your neck. Then you will walk on your way with security, and you will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be filled with fear. When you lie down, your sleep will be pleasant. Do not be afraid of sudden disaster, or when destruction overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be the source of your confidence, and He will guard your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who need it, when you had the ability to help. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go, return tomorrow, and I will give it," when you have it with you at the time. Do not plot evil against your neighbor when he dwells by you unsuspectingly. Do not accuse anyone without legitimate cause if he has not treated you wrongly. Do not envy a violent man, and do not choose any of his ways. For one who goes astray is an abomination to the Lord, but he reveals His intimate counsel to the upright. The Lord's curse is on the household of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous. With arrogant scoffers He is scornful, yet He shows favor to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but He holds fools up to public contempt. That's all I was intending to read, and I guess there were some points in there. One thing was the confidence that we'd have from God, that, you don't have to fear, like, what's coming, because, you know, God's in control. And I guess another thing, let's see, which verse was that? Where he talked about, you know, if you had the ability to help someone, that you should help. And another thing, just that wisdom and understanding will lead you to God. You know, that's from Him. And to help you, or to bring you to the fear of the Lord. So, I guess if people have things they want to add to that, or comment on, There's quite a few things, I guess, that could be talked about in those three chapters.
Thank you, Brother Walter. To try to dissect those three chapters and talk about the many points in there would take all day, and I could testify it takes a there's food in there for the lifetime. So thank you for sharing that. And in another place, the writer tells us to get a start on these things early, start young. So to the young people who sat under the sound of Brother Walter's voice, these are principles. These are life principles that you can get started on today, if you haven't already been. I trust you have been. And so, just thanks again for the reminder and the encouragement. God bless.
Thank you, Brother Walter, and I appreciate your comments too, Brother Will. Yeah, we're in a war, and so we need to have wisdom. We have to put on wisdom and, to fight against the evil one. I just think of two examples. Yeah, the fools despise wisdom, and I won't call him a fool, but he wasn't the wisest person. Esau, when he gave away his birthright for a hot lunch, right? A hot soup. I mean, he could have done better than that. The Hebrew writer says that even with tears, he couldn't gain it back. The birthright was a very serious, I mean, that was a very great blessing, and to throw it away. But also, righteous men can despise wisdom too. Who is a man that was sitting on his rooftop and watching a lady bathing in the water, and because of his foolishness for a minute, he committed adultery, and because of that adultery, a series of people were killed. Uriah was killed. The men that was with him were killed because of a foolish moment. It's not just the foolish. We have to get ourselves, you know, I mean, we can't just say Esau and so-and-so, but we must guard ourselves. It's a daily battle, and he's out to destroy men. And someone said this, I just thought this in, that it's insanity the world we live in today, Christian insanity. People don't take the Sermon on the Mount seriously. They don't take the Sermon on the Mount seriously, just the Lord's commandments, and they're building on sand. It's insanity that people don't take the Sermon on the Mount seriously. And we have to be bold about it, because it is life and death. I just shut up with that. The Lord be magnified.
Yeah, praise God for that. I appreciate those chapters, and just many things to ponder on. You touched on a few of the important parts. Well, maybe they're all important, but let's see. A week ago in our Bible study, we read Ephesians 6, where it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is pleasing to Him, and you will live long on the earth, and life will go well with you. And I think maybe I could link that in with Proverbs 3, the first couple of verses. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of day and long life and peace shall they add to thee. I think a new light kind of came on for me in that Ephesians 6 one, where I guess previously I just kind of skimmed over it, thinking, not really giving much thought to what that applies, whether that applies to the parent or to the child, I guess. But I think it's saying the son or the daughter, you know, obeying the parents, you know, and being respectful and submissive. Will seem hard at the time, but eventually it'll bring forth a life of peace, long life, length of days. You know, these good things that the wicked don't really have. That sure, there's wicked that live long as well as righteous, but generally they fall into things that end up hurting their flesh. They end up not making wise decisions, and it just gets them to where their body starts deteriorating. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing for godly parents to be training their children, and children, you know, gravitating towards the training they get. And I think all these things were already a part of the message, even in the Old Testament. This was the prophets speaking things of wisdom that we can cling to today.